Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old Bravo television. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is a man who is very athletic. That explains so much. It's Mr. Ronnie Karam. How are you?
Oh, hi, Ben.
Your athletic booty. That's what I was trying to get at. I don't know if it came off that way. How are you?
Yeah, very, very athletic over here.
We're talking about Real Housewives of Miami, which is why I made a very strange athletic joke at the top of the show. We're talking about the reunion, which was pretty excellent, the first episode. Before we get into that, next week we are going to Philadelphia, and we're going to DC, and we're going to Pittsburgh. Philadelphia is actually on St. Patrick's Day, so it's going to be an extra rowdy and fun evening. So if you want to spend your St. Patrick's Day with us, go to watchcrappens.com and get your tickets. We want to see you there. We want to you know, drink some beers and celebrate that day. DC, there are not a lot of tickets left. And on Pittsburgh, we also have tickets available. So again, watchforcrappens.com. We're excited for that. Afterwards, later in the month, we're going to be going to Denver. And then we have a San Francisco show, which is unfortunately sold out. But then we also are going to Cleveland and Detroit and Columbus. We're also going to Houston. We end things in Dallas next month. We're getting to the end of the tour. But we also were just added to the Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin, which will be next month. And there'll be many, many huge comedy names. So come to that and see us there. And lastly, get your merch, crappensmerch.com. We got all sorts of really cool t-shirts. There's pins. There's mugs. It's like really fun stuff. Very cool. And it's nice to see some of you guys wearing your stuff. So tag us on the gram with your merch, and we're going to share you. And that's about it. Crappensmerch.com. All right.
Ready to do some Miami now, Ronnie? Thanks for being here, everybody. Yes, let's go to some Miami. So reunion part one. This is a supersized episode. Extra, you know, extra long, fighty episode.
The episode was super athletic.
Super, super fun episode.
It was an athletic episode.
Very athletic.
That's why it was much bigger. It was much bigger than normal. Because it's that this episode works out 7 days a week.
Yeah,
that's why.
And Andy, they start with the shot, okay? Because Larsa is gonna want a shot, and we see everybody getting ready, and not a ton of getting ready stuff, except that of course Marisol's here with her stupid Slurpee glitter cup, and this one matches her dress.
Yeah, there was actually like they kind of padded this, which is, you know, appropriate for on the show. They padded this a little bit with like we saw them getting onto a private plane in Florida, and then it's like hot and 81 degrees, and then they arrive in New York and it's cold. So they really wanted to show the difference in temperatures for these ladies. So I was like, wow, they're really okay. They're gonna stretch this a little bit. That's fine. That's good.
Yeah, but they wanted to show us the real wealth because Nicole has an actual private jet.
Yeah.
So they show up and Gertie is getting her makeup done and she's like, wish me luck, guys. Take a look at this before, baby, because I'm a good after.
Yeah. I feel like it should be that you say, take a look at this before because I'm just as good as my after or something. But then she's like, I look terrible now, but guess what? I'm going to look amazing soon.
Yeah. So let's go to the set. Andy is exhausted today. Okay. I don't know if it's 5 in the morning and Andy hasn't gone to bed for 3 days. I don't know what's going on, but Andy is bloodshot. He's exhausted and he's doing that thing where he refuses to even look at anybody on the set. He's just swiping through his phone and they're like, hi, Andy. He's like,
he is not happy. And so, well, he's not into it. And he's sitting there on his phone. And on one sofa, Julia is Julia's actually in the number one position on the newbie sofa because there's like the OGs and the newbies. And so Julia's next to Andy and Nicole's like, oh my God, Julia, how did you get to sit there? I'd be nervous. And Julia's like, oh, ETC foot massage promise. And Andy's just ignoring them. Like they're trying to bait Andy to be like, yeah, that's cool. Foot massages. He just acts like they're PAs.
Yeah, and Andy's just on Pornhub. Like, he does not care. So Lisa is, of course, late. You know, everyone's on set. And she's like, I'm not ready. This is not my fault, okay? I'm just not. And we and see by the way, Gertie is saying...
Fun. Sorry.
It is your fault. Yeah, I mean, obviously. And Gertie's like, I don't want trouble, but if you bring it my way and ring my doorbell, like, ring-a-ding-ding, honey.
You know, I feel like Gertie in the first half of the season was like so like big and it felt like she was causing so much drama. And then the second half, she kind of disappeared a little bit. Did you notice that?
I did. And I don't know what happened because that, you know, she really went for Adriana at that party and then kind of didn't. But also she was always late because she was working and she was doing a lot of other stuff. So I think she just didn't have time to get dissed by Adriana to make her mad enough to have anything else, you know, because that stuff she was getting to with Adriana, Adriana was real stuff. I mean, Adriana was being a total asshole, so it made her mad. And that's where the drama came from. But if you're not there to get mad at something, you know, what can you do?
Yeah, so that's why it was funny to me when she's like, well, if you bring drama my way, if you ring my doorbell, then ring-a-ling-ling. I'm like, well, but Gertie, you like locked your door or something. I don't know. But
Adriana stopped ding-dong ditching her and moved on to Larsa in the next part of the season. I know, to a different door.
So people are like coming onto the stage and Larsa's like, I'm freezing. And Andy is so bored, still not looking up. He's like, yeah, I'm freezing too. Yeah. Yeah. And she's like, can I have a shot? And he's like, a shot? And she's like, yeah, because it's cold in here. And he goes, yeah, I know what a shot. I was momentarily interested and I'm back to being bored.
Where's Lisa? And he really does look pissed. And Gertie's like, oh my God, look at that face. Dun, dun, dun. Ring, ding, ding. I got a ring notification on my phone. Somebody just ring-a-ling dinged Andy's phone. Andy's doorbell. Okay.
There's movement at your door. Okay. So. Gang, gang, gang. And Alexa's like, oh my God, where's Lisa? Oh my God. Oh, well, you know, Peter, can you go get Lisa? Where's Lisa? Oh my God. Where's Lisa? Lisa is still in makeup because during the montage, like amongst the things that were happening beforehand, Lisa was doing things like, do I have to share a room? I don't want to share a room. I need to go over here. She was making all these demands. So now, of course, she's late.
Yes. And it is weird that they're all shoved into the same trailers, right? They have like two or three trailers and they all have to share, which is kind of, you don't normally see that on this show, but you know, it's not the Bravo. It's the Peacock. Yeah. So maybe Peacock was like, no.
Lisa. It was very confined.
Yeah, so Lisa comes out on stage and starts turning around and showing off her dress. And Andy's like, okay, there's no welcome parade. We're all waiting for you.
He's like, we're all annoyed. We're all waiting. And she's like, well, can I put my jewelry on? He goes, no jewelry. And she goes, I can't put my jewelry on. He goes, I mean, put it on. And he does this thing with his hand like, he's like, someone mad at like someone's gone to Chipotle and then like their order didn't come out right and he's like, it's fine, I don't need the cheese. Like, well, we can make it again for you. He's like, no, I don't. Ugh, fine, just make it again, make it quick. I don't know if that was the exact right metaphor, but I still on principle enjoy comparing Lisa to Chipotle.
Yeah, I'm still starving. So either way, you know, there you go. So then he turns it on for the cameras. He's like, welcome everybody to season 4 reunion of Real Housewives. I'm just fucking exhausted. I can't fucking take anymore. How many of these shows are even on? Is it Below Deck fucking Adventure Time now? Just shoot me in the fucking head like a sick horse. Let's get it over with.
Man, I've been waiting to say that for so long. Where I felt really good. You should have seen me before this started. I was so excited sitting here. I was like, ladies, take your time because this is going to be a great day. I was so excited.
So, hi, Alexia. And Lars is like, wow, you're giving us free feet. Oh, no, he tells Larsa, Larsa, you're giving us free feet today. Because she's showing her feet off, I guess, in her heels.
Yeah, she's like, well, I love you guys, so I won't be charging.
Sorry, I'm getting major robot voice over here. Can you hear
me? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay? I can hear you. I'm sorry that I'm roboting up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the people. I'm sorry to Alexia's wedding. I'm sorry to Larsa Pippen for my robot voice. That explains why you were probably so confused with some of my jokes earlier, because this probably just sounded like robot noise to you. Or they just weren't good jokes. Yeah, that's like, also possible. Should I do the Chipotle blame thing again? On the bat.
Yeah. I also like, let's go back to the Chipotle well.
I also like, by the way, I also like Andy saying, so we're sitting here in an homage to the site of Alexia's bachelorette mansion. Also, where someone was brutally and famously murdered.
Yeah, fun times. So he asks Lisa, he's like, Lisa, you said I'll watch What Happens Live, which I can't even believe I let you on. Then she saw yourself on television, and then you realized you overdid the fillers. Lisa, no one stares at themselves more on Instagram than you and Larsa, I guess. Yeah. How could you just realize on television? Like, what the, is it because they're moving pictures? Like, what's the difference?
You know what it is? It's because on Instagram, you see yourself, like you see the mirror image of yourself. But then on TV, you see like the real image. And like her fillers must look very strange, flipped horizontally.
My God, you're like a McDonald's patty, you know? Yes, you're overdone on the fillers. Oh my God, are we hungry?
You know, McDonald's did used to own Chipotle. So, I mean, those fillers are like fresh guac for $2 extra.
Yeah, I can't wait to get to my side of chips joke. It's coming.
Now, a biggest welcome to our newest housewife, Cilantro Rice. Julia, you look stunning. How's your goat Elvis doing? And she's like, oh, he's so good. He doesn't have testicles anymore. I feel like Elvis has a different perspective on how he's feeling.
Yeah, Elvis is like, well, thanks. Glad you think I would describe myself as feeling good now that you have taken my testicles.
It's a Shannon Bedore goat. A male Shannon Bedore goat.
Yeah. So then we get a picture of her, you know, like squatting on her goat on Instagram. She loves a good goat cuddle or squat photo. So then he asks if she's following Larsa on Instagram are you following her, Larsa? Are you following the goat? Because the goat, the testicle free goat is now on Insta, Larsa. And Larsa's like, not much content, Andy. No, I mean, I really need more content from the goats that I follow on Instagram. Although if a goat like drives a truck, I might make it come while I show it my feet on OnlyFans.
I have a lot of goats that follow me on OnlyFans, and they do a lot of interesting things like drive trucks and eat tablecloths. It's like sort of a goat thing, you know?
Gertie, do you need to change the set? And she's like, listen, my name is Gertie, and I approve this message. Hello, hello, hello. Move this couch back.
Hello.
Move this couch back.
Good. Okay, let's hang a drapery. Okay.
Welcome, Nicole, or should I call you Mrs. Lopez?
Because she's engaged now. And then he says, whatever she said was clearly not interesting because I didn't even write down what she said.
Me too. I just wrote, nothing.
She's like,
and
malicious.
Then Andy's like, well, Larsa. Larsa requested a shot, so we've got nurses coming in with penicillin. God bless her. Let's all send her our prayers. Okay.
Larsa, can you just explain what type of shot that you want? Alcohol or filler?
A little bit of both, Andy. Okay.
So, in what may be a new housewife's tradition, Alexia, you've experienced the highest highs and the lowest lows. And we'll be going back to you in every other segment. But let's start with your wedding.
Oh, well, you know, Andy, it was like magical and like so special and like just like what we wanted it to be. Like just between, you know, between me and like Todd, and he was like so happy because he like really wanted like that more from the media, you know, like he wanted like a small ceremony and like I wanted a big ceremony. Unfortunately, like Peter showed up in like a speedboat and like crashed into it and like five people died. It was like so sad.
Wow, what a high, and then what a low. Because Peter was charged with domestic violence. Still don't see this boat charge on there, but I'm sure that'll come up soon.
Oh, well, right. Well, you know, like the domestic violence thing, those are allegations, and we're denying that. And we're also denying that he doesn't even know how to drive a boat. He's never been in a boat before. It's like, Alexia, you just said he crashed a boat. It was a hot air balloon. It was a hot air balloon.
Well, Mel from Steiner points out that, Alexia, this isn't the first time Peter has been arrested for physical abuse. This time it was a girlfriend. Last time it was a homeless man. Are you worried he has an anger problem? And she's like, well, the incident with the homeless man was when his brother had gotten in an accident and he was in the hospital dying of trauma. So he couldn't really deal with the pain. And look, I'm not here to like justify or, well, you know, anything, but like, I will be there forever telling him it's not his fault.
You know, like, he doesn't have an anger problem. He has an artist problem because he's like an artist, you know? And so like, as an artist, he's like very passionate about things. So like, you know, you can't fault an artist for being an artist. You know what I'm saying, Andy?
Nicole, we got so many questions about your very public engagement. Have you picked a date? And she's like, no. I'm going to need more from you, Nicole. Okay, I'm going to say that right now, the beginning. Although I did say that at the beginning of the season, and then guess what you produced? A lot more.
Yeah.
You see? So I believe in you.
Yeah, Ronnie, stop being so malicious. So she's like, we are just thoroughly enjoying the engagement because we're foodies, okay? So we've just been ordering food because we're foodies. So Andy's like, can I see the ring? So she pulls out the ring, and you know, just Larsa is so furious seeing that big old ring. Larsa is like, if Larsa had energy, she would have flipped over the table. But she doesn't.
And Gertie's like, ring-a-ling-ling. Uh-oh. Here we go. So Andy asks about a prenup. And she's like, well, we haven't discussed that, but I wouldn't be surprised because he is an attorney after all, Andy. And Alexi's like, oh, that's what I was going to say. Because I'm sure there's going to be like a really good paper there. And it's probably going to say, oh, well, you know, Peter is innocent. Sign this, please.
Well, you know, like I told Peter he should get a prenup, but he said, I'm just going to get a nup. So like, that's what he did. So like, he's safe. He hasn't even gotten married yet. I'm just talking. So then Julia says that she doesn't have a prenup. And she's like,
I mean, why do I need prenup? What? Martina, I will share all my chickens with you. All my chickens.
Yeah, it's not that you need the prenup.
I know.
Martina asked you to sign a prenup.
Yeah, I think that's the way. I think that's the more important point.
Well, the whole world is talking about the show worldwide, which is a thing that we're saying a lot in the reunions this week. All right. I cannot tell you how many languages I've read. Fuck you, Larsa, you fake ass trickin'. I mean, wow.
So he's like, one of the great features about being on Peacock is that people around the world are all saying, fuck you, Larsa, the moment the show drops. It's amazing. And V from Spain asks, what makes you change your mind about getting married?
Well, it was never about being pro or anti-marriage, Andy. It was like pretending that I didn't want to get married because my man-child of a boyfriend wouldn't ask me to. So, like, I was happy before he asked and rode a pretend race car, and I'm happy after he asked. And I'm going to get probably at least that race car at the end of all of this.
And Andy's like, well, what made him ask? I mean, that seems sort of like your thing. It was like you were the Goldie and Kurt of Miami, which... It's kind of sad that was like your thing. I was barely... We were really stretching to find a thing for you, Nicole. I'm not going to lie. The foodie thing was not going to work for us.
You were like the charisma-free Goldie and Kurt of Miami. How'd that feel? And she's like, well, you know, Andy, it's like the more you push Anthony, the less he wants to do something. But then if you don't push it, then he like wants to do it. And so then... That's why he did it. I got like my plan worked. And Lars is like, well, I can tell you, can I say it? Because like, I feel like I had something to do with him asking you, by the way.
Yeah, because like, I saw him and I said something about marriage, so you're welcome.
Yeah. There was like so much controversy when I was saying, like, if I'm living with someone, like if I have a child and I'm not like married to them, like I don't want to play house. So like I helped.
Yeah. I'm like, what? And Julie's like, don't bring that up. And Larsa goes, it's not shameful. It's just the definition is the state of being married. That's what, and Julia's like,
no, the way you said it, I don't agree. I don't agree.
No, it's not shameful. It just means that you're a little sluttier than we are because you have babies without husbands. It's not a judgment. You're just a whore.
Yes, but it's like when Martina went through mullet phase. You don't bring up. Like, if you really want to go into it, we can. I don't know if we should before pickle. Pickle.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
And Nicole is like, Larsa, you meant it as a jab. And you can't do that and sell a picture of your body and then talk about someone's child being out of wedlock because your morals. And she gets cut off. And Larsa is like, do you even know what out of wedlock means? The definition is, I know the definition. I went to medical school. And as we all know, wedlock is a medical condition.
Your wedlock is connected to your knee bone, Andy. We all learn that, okay, in school. And Larsa's like, well, I'm just making sure that you know, like, the definition of it. Because, like, there's a definition of wedlock. And she's like, you don't bring up, oh, you have child out of the wedlock. Because I think especially in your case, why? Why in my case? But, like, why? It's hypocritical because you sell pictures of butt for $5 a pop.
You are judging her. I didn't judge her. I just was reminding the world that she is a craven person with a loose vagina.
We're not like talking about you right now, Julia, okay? Like, I feel like, be respectful if I feel our time.
Okay, well, you know what? I feel like it's 2022 and people become parents in so many unique ways. Like, Lisa created a family in one way and Andy created a family in another way. You created a family by, you know, locking down an NBA player, and we choose one. So for you to make a comment like that, a malicious comment, really impacted multiple people that are sitting here. And I thought, like, it was in poor taste, especially because some people just had wedlock ectomies and they had to have that removed. Okay, so like, it's just really not nice.
All right, let's take a break. So then Larsa whispers to Alexia. She's like, I'm like dying over like how funny this situation is. She's like, oh, well, you know, we'll be able to talk about it. No, but like the funny thing is like Julia's like, why is she like, you know what? I feel like I'm gonna like tear her ass up just so she understands what time it is, because like I'm not here to make friends, okay? Like I already have enough on this side, so.
And let me just remind everyone, this and that and XYZ, okay? I love that Larsa is like planning on tearing Julia. Julia's like the nicest one on this cast, like the sweetest person, at least as of right now. And she just wants to tear her apart. Like, way to go, Larsa. Way to go.
Larsa, always, always wrong. So then dressing room with Nick, Adriana, and Julia. Julia is talking about, you know, how hypocritical Larsa is being when she charges $5 for pictures of her butt. And, you know, that's such an Adriana thing to say, because Adriana actually did say that. She's like, you're the one who charges $5 for pictures of your feet. And Nicole's like, I mean, but this is a person who thinks a resume is who you marry and how many children you procreate. So,
yeah. So then meanwhile, in the other one, I'm sorry. Then I think we just go back out to the stage. Or Marisol and Adriana are out on stage now. Did I miss anything? Did I skip something in my notes here? Are we just going back out onto the stage?
No, it just seems weird that we're already at this place, right? I mean, we're 23 minutes into the recap, so it's not weird. But for us, it's weird. Nicole and Julia are talking, and Adriana is just standing there so jealously because she's not a main housewife, so she hasn't been out on the stage yet, right? So then we go to places, and now Marisol and Adriana are brought out, and Andy's like, Marisol, love it! Like, you've got to come
up a cup with things glued on it. You are a gay. God, I'm fucking exhausted. I can't even fake it with this bitch. Can I just go home?
I think the reason why we had a break so early in the episode was just to get Marisol and Adriana. I think actually mainly Adriana on stage, right? So Marisol's like, well, Andy, look, we all have the same damn shoe. We're all wearing the same shoe. Look, it has a sole and it has straps. Wow. We're just a bunch of gay icons at this point.
And Adriana brought her lunch bag in case she gets hungry. And Marisol is doing her sipping, you know, got to show her personality right out of the gate. That straw sip.
Well, joining us are two women synonymous with the flavor of Miami. But unfortunately, they're not going to be on camera. Instead, we have Marisol and Adriana.
All right, let's start with Adriana because she's the only one that's actually living and breathing right now. Not really even sure if Marisol is real. Okay. but let's see. Adriana, you've been with some people. Has any guy passed the 4-month test for sex? And as Jacob, was he worth the wait?
And we see that Jacob is actually there backstage. And he's just like sitting there, like nervous and strange. He looks like he wants to corner you at a party and talk about crypto. No offense, Ronnie, to the crypto stuff. I know you like to do crypto.
It's not going very well right now. So you can say whatever you want about it.
But
so,
there's some guys that just look like they're just like, hey, have you heard anything about crypto? Yeah, it's the thing. Like, oh my God, please let me out of this corner of the party.
Yeah. Which is why I don't. Thank you very much.
You don't. You do not. I credit you for that.
I've just cried about it a couple times to Ben. Like, oh my God, what have I done? So, yeah, we get the backstage cam of thirsty-ass Jacob with his feet on the table. And Andy, and I'm still not buying this, by the way. Not even a little bit, that they're really together. And Andy's like, and Marisol, you brought your cocky.
Cocky cup, Andy. What are you drinking? I'm drinking Tito's and Ovaltine. It's wonderful.
Well, ever since Miami stopped filming, people begged us to bring it back, and a lot has changed. Let's take a look.
And we see some clips.
And Larsa, by the way, the moment he says, let's take a look, the fear in Larsa's eyes, you could feel it in all of our bones. Because Larsa's like, oh my God, they're going to show my old face. They're going to show my old face.
And then they cut to now, where Adriana is like, that bot, the astronauts can see it from the planet Moon.
Larsa is pissed. She is furious.
Yeah. Well, Andy from Bentown says, Andy, whoa, I've never gotten a question at a reunion before. This is crazy. Guys, can I have my autograph? Okay. Andy, how was the fan reaction when you brought back Miami? I have to say, wow, I'm impressed with me. Guys, I did good. Thanks, me.
He said... And he says, well, the fans were very responsible. When Peacock was looking to develop new Housewives cities, I said, you have a very passionate audience of Miami fans who are dying for this show to come back. So why would we not give the people what they want? The response has been overwhelming. He basically is saying he's saying they brought it back because there have been loyal fans. But I just love that, like, the people who canceled the show 8 years ago and then took them all this time to listen to the fans are now like, we listen to the fans, guys. I'm like... It took you 8 years.
Well, it was so different back then. I mean, it really was so different 8 years ago. They were getting like 3 million viewers, I think. I mean, it was something crazy now. You know, it was like a huge amount of views. Viewers. And that was low back then. They were like, well, this show sucks. It's not getting any ratings. When now, you know, the highest show I think has like 1.3 million or something like that. And so they're looking back like, wow, what were we complaining about? Bring it back.
Truly. And actually, I mean, I think it's ultimately good that it was off the air for 8 years because I feel like everyone is talking about this show. Like, I really am wondering how much the chatter translates to success on Peacock. Like, I don't know how Peacock judges its views.
But right.
Like, just over this weekend when we were in Chicago, we wound up both having like simultaneous talks with our friends about Miami. It was like, I feel like people are constantly talking about this show. So, you know, I complain, but I think it's actually, I'm really happy for the show that it's, I feel like it's having a renaissance right now.
Yeah. And Alexia's like, well, I had these historical implants for 30 years, okay? Like, they're not the ones that I have now, obviously, because, like, I changed them. Mary still goes, did you say historical? Careful, Lin-Manuel might make a rapper musical out of them. Am I right?
Well, as you can see, my implants had little white powdered wigs on them, so they were very historical.
And she's like, well, the doctor told me it was a long time to keep my implants. And I said, I got a lot of use out of them. I would lay Peter's head down between them and say, it's not your fault. It's never your fault. And so, well, you know, I took them out. And he still keeps them on either side of his pillow, Andy.
And you know what? Like, I'm happy. I'm happy that I had them because, like, without those implants, I mean, like, you know, what, you know, those crusades, like, wouldn't have happened. You know, I don't know. Did you ever hear of Joan of Arc? That's my implant. Yeah. Historical. Sorry. I really tried that one, Ronnie. I was like trying to make
Joan of Arc. It's Whitney from Salt Lake City. Like, ow! Lisa did this.
I was really trying to somehow like make a first I wanted to make a Joan of Arc reference to Alexia's boo, but then I forgot what Joan of Arc actually did, and then I almost said Joan Van Arc, and I was like, this is going wrong so quickly and I have to see it through.
Joan of Arc, Joan Van Arc. She heard voices from God and then ended up, I think, starting herself on fire, which is, I said.
Oh, that would explain why my breast has been hurting so much lately. That explains so your Whitney joke. Okay.
She apologizes. She doesn't apologize. She just says, you know, I had them changed. They're the same size now, but I didn't go to Lenny. And Lisa goes, he's the boob god, though. She's like, I know, but I didn't want him to see my boobs because could you imagine, like, having dinner with Todd and I? Like, I'm very old school, okay? I'm very old school.
Yes, it would have been, like, so embarrassing for him to, like, see my little Benjamin Franklin. You know, like, it's just awkward, you know, when your breast has discovered electricity, you know?
Oh, yeah. So then, well, conversely, Adriana's boobs have been seen by Lenny. And Adriana shakes her boobs, and she's like, blame it on the Lenny, baby.
So then Andy is like, Larsa, we got a few comments about your change of appearance. Culture Mania said, I know housewives' faces go through many iterations, but Larsa looks straight up like a different person. Maria from Boston said, Larsa, why did you get all this work done? Did you think you weren't hot enough, or did you feel like you had to compete with certain friends? And L.M. Miranda says, Alexander Hamilton. I think this was for you, Alexia. Sorry.
My name is Alexander Hamilton. It's Alexander Hamilton.
Do you want to be in the room where it happens, Larsa? Mm-hmm.
Well, I feel like I'm like progressive. So like, oh, okay. Yeah, so now you're like a Bernie fan. Okay.
Yeah.
So she's like, yeah, like, so like, I like trends, equal rights, whatever's new, gay rights, but like new things like really make me feel better. Higher taxes, love that.
Education, like free education. I like better workplaces, you know, that's better workplaces in factories.
I'm really like pro new elbows, but like anti-corporation, Andy. So like feel like
I also love flow. I all senses of the word progressive.
Like if it makes me feel better, I feel like I'll vote for that, but like by mail usually, if I remember. But like what have you had done? I mean, so far I can see nose, lips, chin, boobs, obviously, belly button. Yeah.
And she's like, well, I got my nose and my lips, and that's basically it. I love, okay, there's
a lot to unpack here.
I love that she's basically saying, when she says progressive, what I believe she's trying to say is that, like, she's up on trends. Like, she knew that, like, big butts were going to become a thing and lips like this were going to be a thing and, like, a face like a lollipop was going to look like that. It was going to be a thing. But, like, she's acting like she's into trends. Girl, you are Larsa Pippen, okay? You are the trend follower, okay? Don't try to act like you're the one. Like, it was because of you that Kim Kardashian looks the way that she looks and that, like, all these other people are looking. You are not the trendsetter, Larsa.
It's also weird that people are not, like, there's no, well, I don't think it's weird that they don't have shame about boob jobs and stuff. I just think it's weird that it's like there's no shame to be like, I got new boobs, but it's a huge shame to admit that you got your butt done. Like, she will not admit that she got, Andy says, did you get your butt? I mean, come on. She goes, no, my boobs, I said. He goes, but your butt. I mean, come on. And she's like, what about my butt? You had it done, right? No, like, literally, I, like, feel like I work out, like, 6 days I feel like week. Like, if I showed you pictures, like, I was 100 pounds, and now I feel like I'm 140 pounds right, like, now. So, yeah, like, my legs look thicker than they were, but, like, my arms also look thicker, and my whole body's, like, I feel, like, changed. So, like, progressive.
Progressive. Adrian is like, well, I think it looks different. Like, I think your butt doesn't look natural. I'm sorry to say. And Larsa goes, my butt's tight because I work out. And if I compare my body to your body, I'm athletic and you're not. Like, that's the thing. And of course, we all know the definition of athletic means that you were married to an athlete at one point and then you gained their genes.
Anyone want to go for a round of, like, feel like horse? So, like.
I feel like, and Adriana's like, Adriana's like, but the shape of your butt. And she's like, yeah, but, like, yeah. Oh my gosh, it's all competition again. She goes, I'm not talking to you, Julia. Like, you're not, like, her representative. Like,
and why are you so obsessed with my body, Adriana? Let's talk about your legs. What's wrong with my legs? Let's talk about your size Z breasts. And Marisol just starts sipping her khaki, like, oh God, it's time for a gay icon to have to jump in soon.
And Adriana's like, but I own it. I own it about my breasts. And Lisa's like, well, you still got to pay those off, actually. I mean, we gave you an 80% discount. So, like, I'm just saying, you know, this is a call about your credit. So I just want you to be warned right now.
Well, listen, I'm saying I own it. And if you want to look like Kim, then just look like Kim. She's pretty, which I love. Every time Adriana brings this up, it's great because, you know, there was some falling out that Kim and Larsa had, some probably uninteresting falling out. And every time Adriana says that, like, you want to look like Kim, it's a reminder, A, that Larsa is not friends with Kim anymore. And it's also a reminder that, like, Larsa was trying to be Kim and Larsa's trying to act like she's the one who's progressive.
And it's also Adriana in her way kissing up to Kim Kardashian, right? I think It's like kind of also Adriana, like, look, I'm better friend to you than Larsa.
Yes.
And so Larsa's like, listen, like, I never said I'm trying to look like Kim. Like, I look like me, like I'm very, like, happy with the way I look. So.
She looks like a stack of dreidels. So Andy's like, He's like,
well, the perception is that you left the show, you became friends with Kim Kardashian, and you came back and your body resembled hers more. And so Ray from Hollywood says, Larsa looks like Kim K, but does her baby talk mimic Kim K too?
And Larsa's like, oh, well, when you are friends with someone, you pick it up, you know? So, like, if I dated a guy, he starts to sound like me. I'm progressive in that way. I sort of, like, set trends in vocal patterns. It's using the words that I use.
Yeah, but you do kind of sound like her. No, like, what I'm trying to say is, like, I feel like I get migraines. And, like, the medication to use if you get... Well, that's just Chloe now. You can't just say you're not Kim if you switch to a Chloe commercial.
Well, ever since I graduated from law school, I've been trying to get people out of jail who were falsely...
No, you never went to law school. That was Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, but I'm just, like, seeing, like, I feel like I give my mom 15% and, like, I expect more from her. That's it.
It's not you again.
Well, I feel like, you know, what Pete Davidson and I are going through is very difficult and we're just trying to avoid all the abuse that Yay is giving us.
Not you. Literally not you.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, but, like, I was best friends with Kim, like, for, like, I don't know, like, 14 years, maybe?
No, this show is 8 years old, and you met her after this show.
Larsa is still the worst. I mean, congrats. That's a really long title to hold, you know, 8 years later and still just sucking.
Truly the worst housewife of all time. Like, yeah. I mean, is she worse than Kim Zolciak? I think she might be.
I don't think she's the worst of all time, because at least she's, like, enjoyable this time, but just as a human being, like, she's just rotten.
Rotten, wow. Is that how you pronounce progressive? I'm a little confused, Ronnie. She's progressive.
Okay, so now it's another dressing room break.
Yeah. And now it's Alexia with Marisol, and she's like, do you believe what Larsa said about her ass? And Marisol's like, I don't remember her ass. No, like, you said that she had no ass. Like, don't you? So you better start remembering, Marisol.
Yeah, I'm not going to ass shame her. You know why? Because that would be ass and I. Am I right, Steve?
I call that a callback to last week's episode.
I know. You know that they already put that joke in the episode, Marisol. Come on.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Adriana's like, well, why doesn't she own that she has, like, an injection in her butt? Like, everyone's doing it. Like, I might even do it. Like, oh, well, you know, Peter, he tried to do it, but he crashed his boat, you know, into his balloon, you know?
Oh, so you know, by the way, that Peter never crashed any sort of...
I want people to know that Peter never... This boat crashing is a thing that I purely made up for myself this episode. It does not exist in real life.
So Larsa is she passes Lisa in the hall, and she's like, did you see what happened right now? Like, half my back. And Lisa's like, what could I have said in what just happened right now? I mean, tell me what I could have said. She's like, well, I'm just saying, like, in general, like, something, like, say something.
And Lisa's like, well, do you want me to fight somebody? You know, I'm friends with these girls too. Like, I will say, if I don't agree with something, I'm gonna say it, but I don't want to have a huge problem with someone else and say, oh, you fucking bitch, I don't want to say that. Okay,
yeah, you shouldn't. Then you should be, you know what, Lisa, you, like, you don't stick up for yourself, so, like, don't stick up for me. It's like, I feel like it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, don't stick up for me. Go back to cheating on me with your whores and having babies with other people. You're not Chloe, and I'm not Tristan.
So back on set, Larsa is taking a picture of herself. You know, she's doing, like, some Instagram or something. And Marisol goes, oh my god, that filter is fire.
But, like, she, by saying that, she also messed it. I guess Larsa didn't want any talking, and Larsa's like, oh my god, you messed it up. She's so mad.
No, because Marisol pressed, I think what happened was Marisol's trying to press the send button, and she goes, oh, no, Marisol, don't, like, post that out. And she's like, sorry. Marisol's, like, trying to get on a bigger Instagram account. I mean, Marisol really is the try-hardiest of all the housewives.
And then we actually wind up seeing the final Instagram posts, and it's just Larsa going... back at it again. And by so back funny. At it again, I mean trying to pass reforms to tax the wealthy. I'm progressive.
Nice try, though, Marisol. So Lisa's all mad. And then we're back! And Marisol's, like, showing off her cup. I mean, come on. Like, we get it, Marisol. Okay, you poor thing. Someone hug Marisol. Okay, someone hug her.
Hey, let's give her a memory hug. Marisol, what was it like going to the Versace mansion in 1903?
And she's like, oh, well, all I remember going there, like, I think it was the Millennium New Year's Eve, and, like, J-Lo walked into the room, and Madonna literally stood up and looked at everyone, and everyone just had to, like, walk into another space because she was going to talk with Donatella. That's what I remember. I remember being... not important enough to be in the presence of the celebrities. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so you're saying you were sent out of the room? Okay. So Andy and Gertie. Andy's like, so Gertie, how is your husband dealing with being fucking hot? I mean, he's hot. He's one hot guy. I want to fuck your husband. Where's your husband right now? What's your husband's penis like? If your husband was having sex with me right now, what would he say?
Oh, Andy, I can't take it. I cannot take it. Hello. Can we move that coach? Okay, this is good to fight. Okay, listen, Russell is getting a lot of attention. Like, he doesn't know how good looking he is, and that is the best part. Okay, he's, like, totally gratified already.
So, yeah, he's getting, you know, made fun of. He's getting hazed. It's like a fraternity at the firehouse, but, you know, he is the captain. And then we move on to her charity, and... She's like, oh, you know, the charity went great, and it's still ongoing, Andy. And the ladies, I hope you all gave at the event, and if you didn't, I brought the QR code right now. And he's like, a QR code, really? Wow, that's very modernized Leah Black of you. Okay, I think she's still sending invoices, actually.
And she's like, well, because I know who gave, and I know who didn't give. And so it almost sounds like, oh, people were being shady, and he's like, well, who here donated? And like one person raises their hand, and so you're like, oh, shit. But then Alexia's like, Well, there was like so much going on at your charity because, you know, like Peter crashed a boat into the charity, you know? And then like, I didn't even know, like, it was like about even donating anything. Like, I didn't know your charity event, your like fundraiser was about donating anything. And he's like, it was a charity event. So how did you not think it was about giving to charity?
Well, we gave dresses. Yeah. Like, wasn't that the thing? Like, did they all donate dresses?
They all donated dresses, which I think is legitimate.
Yeah, and it's also a housewives charity thing. And even though it was more personal for you, which it was, but that's what the housewives is. It used to at least be, it was always charity events, you know? And you can't just donate to every charity event. It's not like they really pay you all that much for being on these shows, especially the Peacock version of a Miami revamp. You know, they probably got $5. How much are they supposed to give?
Wow, I just like that the ongoing theme of this show is people trying to scam their way into a charity event without paying.
Yep, all these years later, that's true. Marisol
and Christy Rice trying to sneak into like the, what was it, like Flo Rida or something like that at Leah's event?
And Taylor from, and there's also Taylor from American Idol, don't forget, my good friend Taylor.
How fun is that? Taylor
Hicks. Okay. Yeah. So then let's see here. So we move to the foot massage commentary. Andy asks Gertie, at Julia's party, why did you keep trying to push that foot massage dialogue and out Adriana and Julia?
So Gertie's like, I'm taking accountability. Okay, I'm taking accountability. I should not have talked about the foot massage at the table, but you know what? You kept poking me and like, you keep trying to like downplay my decor, which I gifted to Julia and was certified 100% gertified fresh. Okay. And I just felt like you wanted to be a party pooper. Okay. And party poop at my parties is not allowed. Okay. And you've been jealous with all of us in one way or shape or form in some sort of way. Hello. Move that couch, please. Okay. Perfect. Gertified.
And we see a clip of Adriana walking through the party going, you know, I'm really underwhelmed with this bar, and taking over She was really an asshole at
that
party.
She was an asshole. And you know that Adriana is like in need of getting some ammo against, well, not ammo, but she needs allies to go against Larsa, because Adriana's like, I apologize because I didn't intend to disregard your work, and you're hardworking and I respect you for that, which was her way of saying, I'm not going to come for you right now because I want you to be on my side.
Yeah. And Andy's like, well, Adriana, you are very territorial. And Adriana's holding hands with Julia at the moment. And she's like, okay, I admit it. I have been. But I'm not in love with her. I just love her. And Julia's like, and Martina loves our friendship.
Martina's like, And she says, and Martina says, I'm so happy that you have a true friend in your life. I'm sure Martina's totally saying that.
Yeah, that's not the goal. So Adriana's like, you know, and when I go over for dinner, Martina checks me out a lot more than Julia does. So let me tell you. And he's like, okay, Cosette from Les Miserables said, Gordy, you asked Julia if she wanted a son, and she opened up about her son's death as an infant, and you made it all about you. Why? Why? Why would you do that?
So, Yeah, Gertie basically thought it was a story about a miscarriage. Thought it was going to be a miscarriage story. So she sort of thought it would be maybe not like as intense, even though miscarriages are incredibly intense. And so, Adriana comes to Julia's defense and basically is like, Julia never shares that story. And that, like, you know, that Julia had to summon up a lot of, you know, personal strength to share that story. And Adriana's like, I mean, that baby was shaken to death as a little baby. I'm like, okay, Adriana, because she's like, shaken to death. I'm like, Adriana, we can like, we don't have to, like, Julia is like rattled over here, but she's basically saying that, like, you know, she just wants to protect Julia in that moment. And Julia says that it was like, you know, like it was a misunderstanding and et cetera. But like in that moment, like she was trying to share something very personal. And then Gertie interrupted her and started sharing her pain. And it just felt like a lack of empathy. And she had to like suddenly like suck up all her emotions that she suddenly had let out and wipe Gertie's tears instead of like, you know, have her moment.
Yeah, it's a super serious moment.
It was nice, though. It was Andy, nice that they both...
There's nothing in here, Andy. I have a very weak bladder, and I have to go to the bathroom, Andy.
Yeah, so then...
Marisol. Nice.
I know. It was a very lovely moment on the reunion, to be honest, because they both were... Gertie was totally apologetic, and it was like a nice resolution to that very awkward moment on the show.
Yeah. So then we go on break, and then we see Andy and Larsa talking while they're just waiting for the new setup. And Andy's like, "What did you think of The Last Dance? Did you watch it?" She's like, "Of course I watched it, Andy. Well, what do you think? Scotty came off great. You should call him right now. You should call him right. FaceTime him. FaceTime right. I can't wait. Oh my God, you know Scotty Pippen. Scotty fucking Pippen.
Wow. And he came off better than Michael Jordan. Did they pal around?" She's like, "Yeah, it was like the Rolling Stones." And was he faithful to you? Did he realize how awful you were? Because did he know he... And this is a case that we would have actually encouraged him to cheat on you. And he didn't cheat on you.
No, Andy. We never spent more than 2 days apart.
Yeah. Like, I mean, could he have cheated on like a Saturday or a Sunday? No, I feel like no. You know, you can really like only cheat like... you know, during 5 days of the week. So that was good.
Andy's asked other people about this documentary too. Like, he just loved The Last Dance. This is not the first time at the reunion when Andy's like, "Do you know Michael Jordan?"
I think he asked Robin about it. He's like, "Did Juan watch The Last Dance? Anyone?"
So funny, Andy. Let's see. So then we're back. When Larsa returned, she was welcomed back with open arms, but when people thought she was capitalizing on her totally real curves, she realized this was not a group of only fans.
I actually chuckled at that one. So Larsa's saying about how she was in the top, I think I'm in the top 0.02%, you know, because I've got like 45 million followers.
You're not Kim Kardashian. Okay, stop using your stats.
And he's like, "Is your following even grown? I mean, Lincoln from Abraham says, Larsa, make that coin, but having your daughter take photos for your OnlyFans is not modeling good mommy behavior." Let's take a clip of Larsa actually answering this right now. Let's cut to Larsa. Larsa, go. You're in a clip right now. Larsa, unpack it. Got a lot to unpack. I'm exhausted.
Oh, well, you know, Peter just crashed his boat again.
So, well, my kids are, like, amazing, like, and, like, they get, like, straight A's, and they speak, like, 4 languages, and one of them built the Eiffel Tower, like, and another one actually, like, invented Australia. Yeah, it didn't exist until my son. So, like, my kids are just, like, great. And so, like, taking photos is, like, not a big deal. And also, like, a lot of my kids' like friends are on OnlyFans, and like all of my friends are on OnlyFans. So like, I think I'm like, I don't know, I'm like.
By the way, if I feel like as a parent, if I were doing something that like all of my kids' friends were doing,
I'd be like, "Yeah, that's horrible. Why are you trying to say you're a good mom by saying, 'Oh, all my kids' friends are on OnlyFans'?" Like, that's not good, Larsa. You dumb.
Yeah, like that's like literally, and it doesn't have to be OnlyFans. Like, if I had a kid and I found out all my kids' friends were into whatever it was, I would be mortified if I were just as enthusiastic about it. Unless it's board games.
Yeah. So Andy's like, "Well, who else is going to join OnlyFans? Adriana, you seemed interested." And Larsa's all mad. And she goes, "I was. Believe me, I could use 10 grand a day. 100%. However, I asked my son Alex about what OnlyFans I should go on. And he looked at me and he said, 'Mom, that's pornography.'"
Well, obviously, like, I feel like Alex, like, isn't even, like, friends with my children because, like, he would be on OnlyFans. So,
He didn't care that you brought two dates to one thing.
No, because that's not pornography. Okay? And I'm just saying, like, what my son says. And my son says people who are on OnlyFans are huge sluts with fake bodies, and that's that.
But, like, he didn't care that you, like, showed up to two dates with... You showed up with two dates to, like, one thing. Like, he didn't care about... No, because it's not pornography. But, yeah, but, like, you showed up, like, to a thing with, like, I feel like two dates, so...
Not pornography. Yeah, but, like, two girls, one cup, that's, like, the same as having, like, two boyfriends, one gallery opening.
And she's like, really? Because, like, you shouldn't say that, my friend. Because, like, especially, like, when your boyfriend, like, has a girlfriend. Like, he has a full-on girlfriend.
And Adriana goes, oh, well, Jacob is here. Should we bring him in, Andy? Should we bring him in? He goes, No.
Yeah, well, I, like, know my makeup artist, and, like, your makeup artist, like, knows him, and he has, like, a girlfriend, so.
Well, Adriana's like, well, my son's relationship is more important than money, so that's why I'm not going on OnlyFans.
Yeah, she said, it's pornography. Yeah, and I choose my son over porn. Also, I believe Larsa. I think Larsa's the worst, but yeah, Jacob's a fake. And I 100% believe he has a girlfriend. Yeah, he's a phony. So Larsa's like, oh, really? But did he, like, did your son, like, see you naked on the show then? Did he see you? Because, like, I'm wondering. Like, I feel like your son might have a TV or something.
Hey, and then for the first time in 15 years, I'm going to say this sentence. Larsa has a really good point.
And the caption says, all speaking indistinctly.
And we see like a montage of Adriana taking her top off multiple times. And she's like, well, I thought that was funny. And Julia's like,
well, she wasn't trying to seduce anyone with it. She was trying to take a bath, which could be very seductive, huh?
And Larsa goes, she was seducing you, you idiot.
She goes, oh, yeah, that was really funny to, like, 5 million people.
Whoa, you're really overstating. This show does not have 5 million viewers. I'm sorry. Maybe someone will prove me wrong, but I'm going to go out on a limb here, okay?
Yeah.
You're full of shit.
So Larsa's like, I'm single. I'm open. People would DM me all the time, and I was responding to people's DMs, and I thought, why shouldn't I capitalize on it? If you're into me, you should go on a platform that's just my page and it's free. I'm not doing anything I wouldn't like post normally, you know?
And yeah, she's like, it's free. And Nicole says, well, then how do you make money if it's free? She says,
well, because it's like your messages. So like every time you like message me and I message you back, I mean, there's like a rate for that. And he goes, I subscribed in COVID, so I admit it. I mean, you subscribe to people and it's free, but then you pay for messages, you pay for pictures. So like you're always paying for more. And let me tell you, wow. I mean, it beats a strip club. You just put the phone on your penis while they're just have them yell out something. You'll feel a vibration. It really works.
So then no one believes that she's just showing her feet, which in Larsa's defense, which I hate saying that phrase, but in her defense, if she were showing more than her feet, we would know, right? Like it would be out there. And she's like, well, just go to the platform and subscribe. You'll see. And Adriana showed more in this season than I've ever shown. And Larsa's basically like, look, it'd be out there, you know, like you have to. And she goes, you have to pay me $100 million to do something nude.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, like, who care? I mean, this OnlyFans thing, it's too much shame. You know what I mean? It's like, Libra, I get some of it. Like, okay, you know, like you're having your kids take your OnlyFans, but it's not like she's the only person on OnlyFans. There's a lot of people on there. And at a certain point, it's like, she's it's work, you know? Like, what do I care? But on the other hand, it's Larsa, you know, who says things like this.
If I was gonna do boobs, I would do like Playboy.
Like, okay, well, where's that offer? You know what I mean? Stop just putting yourself in things.
Like, if I was gonna like show my boobs, it would be like in the film The Blind Side.
If I were gonna show my boobs, it would be in The Batman in a theater. near you. Like, she's acting as if, like she just gets these opportunities.
Yeah.
So then...
when I show my boobs, it's going to be in, like, the Nobel Prize ceremony.
If I'm going to show my boobs... it'll be at the Olympics, okay?
Yeah.
So, Tina from Wesson says, Larsa, telling horny, lonely truck drivers that you might date them is a scam to hit the subscribe button and get more cash. Sounds hookerish to me.
And Nicole goes, I didn't write that card. I'm just saying. Nicole, who's saying that she only stood for empowering women later, is like making that joke. So Larsa's like, well, you never know who I'll date. Like, I'm not sure, like, I want to stay away from, like, guys like that. I mean, like, what if there's a trucker, like, who's really rich? Or, like, what if there's a correctional officer that's like, whoops, like, I have to correct that amount on the check. Like, I meant to add another zero. So, like, yeah.
You know, truck drivers can also be NBA players. So, like, you know, I could date one.
And Marisol goes, well, I'm happy that you're doing something for correctional officers because I spent a night in prison and they're not nice. Oh my God. Cool story, Marisol. Glad you showed up.
Everyone's like, you're in prison? She's like, hello, I'm a gay icon. Don't you remember I had a mugshot that people cared about at some point?
It's like, I'll have to go look in my pictures from the Civil War. I don't remember that happening.
Yeah, I just want to remind everybody that I had a DUI in 2010, so when they make their next round of housewives who've got mugshots coasters, I'm on one.
Oh, well, you know, like, my breast was also had, like, you know, had some issues with the law, you know? It was actually, like, my breast was, like, really big in the Old West. Like,
no, Alexia, your breast is not Billy the Kid, okay?
But, like, guys, I have a, like, relationship with these guys, okay? Like, I know them by name because, like, when I see their dicks on their camera, it's, like, got a little name on it. So...
And Alexia goes, that's creepy. That's creepy.
No, but, like, I was the same way, like, on Instagram.
And Gertie goes, no. Look, but don't text or DM. Okay?
Look, here's one of my biggest followers. His name is Peter, and he says he's from Miami. And, oh, this is awkward, Alexia.
Oh, well, you know, it's not his fault. You know, I left my credit card on the table. What was he supposed to do?
Yeah. All right, let's switch gears.
Sorry, what'd you say?
No, I just said, it's an allegation.
Allegation. All right, let's switch gears. I think everyone sighed a huge sigh of relief in the first segment when Marisol wasn't here on this day, but also when they saw you signing that DocuSign. What was that moment like for you? Did you actually write your own signature, or did you choose one of the pre-signed fonts that they actually give you? Because I have to say, the Andy Cohen font in the DocuSign is actually pretty good. I enjoyed it. I'm really tired.
Andy, I'm crying now.
She literally says,
I feel like I was sad.
And she, like, tries to, like, she's like, starts to cry a little bit. And Marisol, who's, like, still busy trying to do, like, her prop comedy, like, Andy, I got a khaki. Oh, Larsa, I'm sorry. I didn't know if you were crying over there, right next to me, an inch away from my face.
Let me pretend to console you with this straw moving up and down. And so he's like, well, you were there for all the highs. Wow, Scotty, Pippin, good to know Scotty. What was he like? Tell me about Scotty.
I was 21 when I noticed he was famous, and that's when I met him. And then we were married, and we've been married until, like, yesterday.
So, wow, your entire adult life. That's incredible. Hey, how much did your relationship with the rapper Future play into your divorce from Scotty? It's so funny using the word future with Larsa Pippen, two things I don't associate with many in life.
You know, like, what I feel like a lot of people thought, like, we were still together when we broke up, but, like, we weren't together. And Scotty's done, like, interviews where he said that our relationship was basically over when I was with Future. So,
yeah. So basically she did have a prenup, but it dissolved after 10 years. And so they got like, she got, it was like 50-50 asset split. So, and she's like, I earned it. Okay. Every time Scotty scored a basket, it was basically me and his body, like Lily Tomlin to Steve Martin. Okay. I earned that money.
Can we have pee pee breaks? I really have to go pee pee, Annie. That's my thing.
Wow. Okay. Well, this is why you don't bring an 8-liter bottle on stage. Okay. If you're going to make a prop your thing, make sure it doesn't have liquid in it.
So then Adriana and Jacob, dun, 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 they're backstage and they're with a producer. And Adriana's like, do you have a girlfriend? No. And the producer's like, well, were you two-timing Adriana? He's like, no. Looking around. He's so lying. You're such a liar.
Yeah. So then we, then Julia is saying how Martina is sweating, thinking about how, oh, I guess that we're back on the stage now. Everyone comes back out. And Andy's like, basically asking like what Martina thinks about all this.
Oh, she's sweating thinking about how I will do on here.
And
will she come on Watch What Happens Live, Martina? I want her to come on Watch What Happens. Will she talk about Scottie Pippen? Does she know Scottie Pippen? Oh my God.
Has she watched The Last Dance? Totally different sport, but she knows athletes, you know? Mm.
So meanwhile, like I'm surprised there wasn't footage in The Last Dance of like Martina being on the Bulls. Like I feel like she's like, oh, I can play basketball. I'm an icon. Mm. So
we're back. So now we go into Julia's segment. History being the first married gay housewife, and she's also the first one with a farm.
And Andy's asking if she felt pressure being the first lesbian housewife. She's like,
I don't feel pressure. I felt responsible, and I'm so grateful that you got to see my family and my life, because love has no gender. Our family is just like any other family. Our goat is like any other goat, but without testicle, you know?
Every family has Christmas photo of squat on the goat. Andy, every family.
We are just like every family, you know. We're like any American family where someone happens to be a world icon in sports. And there's also, we have many mansions and goats and ducks, etc. And Carl with paint stains on it. Any other family.
Yeah, ball splatters all over him. So he's like, wow, it was Martina. When they said Martina, I said, Martina, is she gonna be a spouse? Oh my God, what's her reaction? Call Martina right now. Call her right now. Call her at FaceTimer. FaceTimer.
Emma Herschel goes, yeah, you're thinking, you're getting punked. God, I love being so current.
So she talks about coming out to her parents, and they were very accepting, but her daughters gave Martina a really hard time at first. And Marisol's like, well, they would be like that with men, too. I mean, listen, lesbians are just like straight people without the straight part. Am I right? Punked. You just got Ashtoned.
I can't imagine. Like, I feel like if I were a child... Even being a child, I just can't imagine sassing Martina Navratilova. I feel like that seems scary.
Yeah. So Andy is... Okay, so then we move into the super insanely sad and insane story of Julia's ex and her baby and what happened to the baby boy. So she was married to Edward Stern, and... Andy's like, so he was a very powerful European businessman? And she's like, well, as I found out later, I was only a young model. But this man comes in very charismatic, and I was like, wow, he's a Dorian Gray, and he truly was.
Okay, I'm going to need you to explain that reference to Larsa, who is very confused right now.
I mean, like, I would date a gray-haired guy, like, but, like, I don't know. I'll just have to see. OnlyFans/Larsa.
Yeah, I mean, I could date anyone, even someone who has a painting of themselves in their attic, you know.
So this story is crazy. So basically, long story short, Julia had a baby with this guy, Edward Stern, who was like a very, very wealthy businessman, like extremely, extremely wealthy. I think he was like the 38th most wealthy person in the world at the time of his passing. And he had been dating this lady named, what was her name? Celeste or something?
Cecile.
And Cecile approached Julia and pretended that she was someone else. Like Cecile pretended like she was someone who knew Cecile. And she asked Julia to go to coffee and was like, by the way, are you still sleeping with Edward? And like, if you tell me the truth about if you're sleeping with Edward, then I will tell you what happened to your child.
And Julia collapsed and she's like, and then she started mumbling something and telling me she knows more. And Marisol goes, but you couldn't hear her, right? It's like, what? Okay, well, I mean, I guess why you, there's good reasons where you're not going to want to out every single detail, but she still gives a ton of them. So she's like, well, I was really upset, so I couldn't hear her. And she said, unless you want to know something, don't ever contact me again. And then she collapsed. And Lars is like, but what do you think that she knows like? And Julia goes, very good point. And it was December. And then it was like November, December. And then a month later, she killed him.
Yeah, basically he died 5 months later and Cecile shot him. And then
Marisol's like, wait, but she suffocated him, right? She goes, no, shot him. Shot him? Oh my God. I read strangled. Oh.
Yeah. And Andy's like, okay. And he was head to toe in latex. You know, like, how many true crime podcasts were just like scrambling for their mics? They're like, must create podcast right now based on this story. So
yeah, I actually read this when she came on the show. I read there's a big article in I'm really helpful. I think it was like New York. It was a huge publication. You know, it was like New York Times or something. It was something really huge before she was ever famous. And it's crazy. I mean, this whole story is just nuts. So, yeah, it was Bond. I think it was pink latex, if I remember correctly. Oh. And Lisa just goes, that is so fucked.
Yeah, she goes, what an evil bitch.
And Marisol's like, oh my God, well, I thought he suffocated from the latex. Shut up, Marisol. So Julia's like, well, what is written in papers and what is in movie about it, I will not say. And so then the questions are, did he have something to do with the baby being killed? And she says she doesn't know what to believe. And then Andy starts asking about the nanny. Like, did he bring the nanny in who basically shook the baby to death? And Julia is saying that she was tasked with finding the nanny by a secretary, and he told her what to write, you know, and like what they were looking for. And then magically 2 days later, a Bulgarian nanny appeared on my door with umbrella. But it was just how she described it was weird. It's like magically this nanny appeared and it was exactly what she had been told to request.
Yeah, it was like, and her resume was amazing. And then she, you know, she was too good to be true, and she was. And essentially this tragedy happened, and after the day she was found guilty or something like that, she just disappeared into thin air. She was never found. And then Adriana, this is Adriana's version of, I don't know if it was empathy. I don't know, but I don't know if I would want to hear this from Adriana. She goes, you know, Max, because Max is her son, is the exact same age as, Max was Julia's son and Alex is Adriana's son. She goes, Max was the exact same age as Alex. And every time Alex does something that amazes me, I feel for her because her son could have been doing something also amazing. I'm like, Adriana, I don't know. I know you're trying to be nice right now. I don't know if that's exactly what Julia probably wants to hear.
Yeah. And I mean, I was like, wow, I can't believe they went over that whole thing in the reunion. And everyone's like,
crazy.
Yeah. And telling her, you know, you're an inspiration and stuff. And Lars is like, yeah, like you're like great, kind of, I guess. Like your daughters are like amazing. And if they ever sign up to OnlyFans, I have a sign up code for them. That's my gift to you. That's my card. Except that is my card to you.
So we go through this super intense segment. I mean, it was really intense. And then we have like some behind the scenes stuff. And Nicole is just like showing pictures on her phone. She goes, oh yeah, well, she's like, well, we just got this airplane like just a month ago. And it's like nice. It's like a little bit more cozy and like a little bit more space. Like doesn't feel so malicious, you know?
Well, to quote Joan Rivers, how did you get so rich? And then she says, Anthony is a lawyer and he works very hard. And when anyone asks what kind of lawyer he is, he just says a good one. So that's some crime syndicate shit right there.
We know about these very, very successful multi-million dollar lawyers on Bravo.
Yeah, who won't say what kind of lawyer they are. Okay.
So now it's time, as we start to close out the episode, it's time for Nicole versus Marisol. So Marisol, you're the queen of shade. Who starts a vacation dinner with who do you trust the least? Seems like you wanted to put Nicole in her place.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And let me see. Oh, yes. So she's like, you know, I knew this information for a long time, like way before filming. So like, I didn't know how this information was going to come out or if it was going to come out. You knew it and you were going to bring it out. Marisol. Yeah. And Nicole's like, you want to know how it came out? We redesigned our house. That's how it came out. So this is the second redesign fight we're going into this week. The first on Salt Lake City. Yeah. Well, the first on this and then Salt Lake City, I guess.
Yeah. So Nicole's like, so we were just remodeling our house and someone on my design team is Marisol's high school best friend. Marisol's like, no, it wasn't him. It wasn't him. And she's like, no, well, he asked me, what do you think about the remodel that Lisa just did? And Marisol's like, he doesn't even know who Lisa is. I don't know what you're even talking about. I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, well, she says he doesn't know Lisa. And Alexia's like, he's never even been to Lisa's house. And Lisa goes, hell, who are you talking about? Marisol's like, oh, God, you're just making shit up. You're such a liar. This is so true. It was him. You totally know it was him. Because why would he have to know Lisa to think that her house remodel sucked? I mean, it was on TV. You know it's all over Instagram. Yeah.
And Nicole even says he's an interior designer and he knows in the community. Plus, Marisol knows immediately who Nicole is talking about. And the fact that Marisol immediately was like, it wasn't him. It's like so obviously Marisol trying to cover for this guy, right? So Nicole says, so he asks me, you're going to be on the show with her. And I was very honest. I shared my truth. I said, you know, I think Lisa's house, it's a little over the top. It's a little glitzy and glam. That's just not my style. I don't choose to have a house that looks, you know, super shitty. That's just like not my style. That's what I said. I was honest.
Oh, you know what? You're smart, but I'm smart too, Alexia. And I don't need a medical degree. Oh, well, you know, Peter was given one by a doctor that we went to see a couple of weeks ago. So you know what? You want to come clean? And then she starts waving around her phone as the threat. The ultimate Real Housewives threat. Like, I'm waving my phone at you.
I love you're smart, but I'm smart just like you, and I don't need a medical degree. So she goes, we went to the surf club to have dinner, and it was Todd and I and Anthony and yourself, and you just like, oh, well, you know, Peter started talking, and like, you've been to Lisa's house, and you like didn't like the doctor, the decor, okay, or a doctor. There's probably a doctor you don't like. That's another episode, okay? And it gets better than that, because she said the tile is like Chinese, and they spent all this money on their house, and like the tile is like Chinese, and if you're going to come clean. You don't like Chinese style.
And Nicole's like, oh, okay, so you're the one who told her. You're the one who told Marisol I said all this stuff. And Marisol's like, wasn't her either. And Lisa goes, first of all, nothing in my house is made in China. I mean, did I, you know, like, come on, those words, like, oh, wait. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. She says, nothing in my house is made in China. And who said that? Nicole's like, listen, like those words never came out of my mouth. So I don't know anything about your tiles.
And Alexa's like, Nicole, oh, well, you know, Nicole, you said it. Okay. You said it was Chinese and it was super cheap. Okay, you said it.
You said it about the tiles. And Lisa goes, but I have receipts for the tiles if anybody wants to see my tile receipts.
Like they say, made in Hong Kong. That's not China. It's like, well. So Nicole's like,
I love a reunion with tile receipts.
I know. I mean, a tile fight. And Nicole goes, look at how petty we are. Okay. We are arguing about interior design. And Andy goes, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, but it was also wrong of you to call me a hooker, Larsa. And she's like, I never said that. Did you ever hear me say that? No one here has ever heard me say anything. This is ridiculous. Yeah, well, Marisol is here, and Marisol knows a lot of things, and Marisol doesn't repeat lies.
Let's talk about facts, okay? Unless you hear it out of my mouth, it is a lie that was probably imported from China.
I don't need to hear it out of your mouth. I don't even know you.
And Andy is like, well, what about Alexia denying she told you that Marisol got married to stay relevant?
And she's like, 1,000% she said that. And Alexia's like, if you're going to complain, complain for real. And she goes, we're having a conversation about it, so let me retort. She goes, okay, retort. Then I'll have my side.
Alexia was the first person I knew in the group. And like, we went to dinner and she debriefed me about everyone. Like, who's malicious, who's not malicious, who's really malicious, who's gonna be back this season. So she's like, Marisol is really upset. She's so desperate. Like, her words, not mine, for a place. She's so desperate. And Marisol's like, yeah, I mean, I was pretty desperate. I wanted to work with my friends. Yeah.
Yeah, because she said she was just desperate to be on the show, and that's why she did it. And Alexia's like, oh, well, don't over dramatize things, because you make it sound like you're this chismosa and you were asking questions. And Nicole's like, she did like a wedding ceremony that she would have so that she would have a storyline. Well, believe that too. 100% believe that. So Marisol, she's already done it. I mean, Marisol did that whole first wedding storyline on the show, like, on to have mountain. Something to do.
Yeah, yep. Exactly. So Lexi's like, well, first of all, I don't have a relationship with Nicole that I call her to talk about like my best friend. Okay. And Nicole's like, I 100% certainly heard you say that.
Well, you're a good liar, but your lies aren't bigger than my honesty. And don't call me girlfriend, because I'm not your girlfriend. Well, let me ask this. Has anyone in this group met Scottie Pippen? What's he like? What is he like?
Okay, no, but for real, has anyone watched The Last Dance? It's so good. 2 years later, it's still so good.
Has anyone in this group other than Marisol heard Nicole talk badly about anybody else?
And nobody has heard anything. And the sad, bitter couch is all mad about it because they're all a big team trying to come for the noobs. And yeah, they're failing. But I will say, they're failing at that, and their lies are still transparent, and they're still all just doing desperate, thirsty things to be on TV. But damn, I'm glad they're back and they did a great job.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. It's so great. I mean, I really do enjoy how some of these fights are actually so low stakes. Like, has anyone heard Nicole talk badly about someone? It's so low stakes compared to, you know, what's going on Salt Lake City, for instance. Like, federal charges, like vicious rumors to destroy friendships. But I really enjoy it in that way.
Yeah. This, you know, back to its roots. Petty fights.
Well, we'll have the second and final installment of the reunion. That's going to air later this week, and we'll have a recap of that next week. And until then, everyone, go get your tickets to see us live at watchwhatcrappens.com and get your merch at crappensmerch.com. And we'll catch you on the very next episode of Watch What Crappens right here. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Courtney Shamazing Shardell.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels. Dana C.
Dana Do. Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches,
bitches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers. The incredible edible Matthews sisters. Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She leaves us in stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Coutar. We love you guys.